Hey, what's up? Dr. Tom here, and welcome back to another Positivity Effect Fireside Chat. I want to talk about having a goal of giving today. You know, it's so easy to think inwardly this time of year. You know, what do I want for the holidays? But, you know, it's really important of giving, but also not just giving during the holidays, but giving, you know, throughout the entire year, just always having this mindset of giving. But before we get into it, I just want to remind you that the next interview goes live tomorrow, and it's with Kate Erickson, the content creator and community manager for Entrepreneur on Fire, an online business podcast and resource. And on this episode, we talk a lot about gratitude, and I just love having people talk about gratitude because it's so inspiring to have people share, you know, why they do what they do and why it means so much to them about giving back to the world and creating something that it's going to make somebody else's life better in some way. So super excited to have Kate on. I had the opportunity of meeting Kate last month, and she's a wonderful human being who really cares about the community she creates content for. So I hope you guys check it out. You can catch it tomorrow morning, Monday, 5 a.m. It goes live Eastern at positivityeffect.com as well as on iTunes. Guys, if you're enjoying the Positivity Effect, please head over to iTunes and leave a review. It only takes a couple minutes, and these reviews, they really help. They mean the world because they help get the word out about the show. So please also, if you love what we're doing, subscribe to the newsletter where I'm going to share my weekly insights with you. And I'd also love to hear from you. So if you write to me, I'm going to share your inspiring story of gratitude on the next Fireside Chat. So I want to talk a little bit about the holiday season that we're in right now. Whether you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year's or any holiday, for that matter, that's attached to this time of the year. I'm not looking to focus on, you know, the holiday, you know, what you celebrate per se, you know, because as a Catholic myself, I personally celebrate Christmas, but I'm not here to sway what religion or belief system you believe in. That's not the conversation I'm looking to have here today. It's just, you know, this idea that during this time of year, that, you know, the fourth quarter, if you want to call it that, of every year where it's Thanksgiving and Christmas, there is this more, it's this notion that we should be giving more of ourselves. And, you know, the reason of this episode is I want to bring to the surface this idea of giving. Whether you celebrate a holiday or not, I think most of us can agree that there really is this feeling of giving that's in the air during this time of year. And, you know, we're nicer to coworkers during this time. We give gifts to friends and family. Maybe we do something for a stranger. You know, we write cards. We call people we haven't spoken to in a while. I try to think about these things a lot, you know, because they're so important, especially for positivity. They help us build into our being of who we are this idea that we want to be a more positive person. And it's much easier to be positive when we're giving more of ourselves to others. But in my own life, I want to take it further than just the holidays. You know, when the cheer and lights and all the gifts and everything fade away and we're just well into the next year, you know, it's mid-January and we're cranking away with work and all these things that we get busy with. I want to continue to have the spirit of giving. I know in past years, it has always been the case for me. And the language in my head has always been, I want to have this fitness plan, or I want to eat healthier, or I want to have this better spirit of giving. For me this year though, I will have this spirit of giving. I'm changing the language up in my head. Even if I fail, it's still the fact that I'm not saying I want, it's I will. And it's something that has to be done. I think we need to treat the spirit of giving the same way that we treat something like fitness. We really have to make it a goal. When we're trying to achieve a fitness goal, for example, I think we can agree that it's difficult to reach the goal if we're not putting consistent effort to that goal day in and day out for a long period of time. We can't just expect to run on the treadmill for 30 minutes or do a few pull-ups and end up having this amazing body that we want. And I think, you know, if you get a personal trainer, they usually tell you to do this. It's important to write your goals down. By tracking our goals, we can watch the progress and make decisions on where to make adjustments so we can improve upon our goals. I think when we write out goals down on paper, it solidifies in our mind truly what we want to achieve. The goal, it becomes a necessity. Think about this in terms of having a spirit of giving or being more compassionate, for example. It's nice and it's a beautiful notion that, you know, we have the spirit of giving during November and December and, you know, for example, Christmas and the Christmas tree and all the gifts wrapped up and, you know, maybe during other holidays during the year too. You know, for me, Easter as an example or Thanksgiving. However, why not during every day of every single week, of every single month, of every single year, we have this spirit of giving? How much better would our lives be? I know for me, how much better would my life be? And that's what I'm making a goal this year. Instead of just wanting it, it's to do, to always have this spirit of giving. We tell ourselves we want to have a greater spirit towards giving and helping others, but that's what it becomes, a want. And when we fail or we don't focus on it, we say, you know, we'll get to it next time. I know because that's the kind of negative self-talk I hear in my own head sometimes. You know, with Star Wars, the recent Star Wars coming out, don't worry, this is not a spoiler. I haven't seen the movie yet either, but just there's been so much buzz about Star Wars. And my brother and I, we've been watching some of the older ones. And Yoda, in all of his infinite wisdom, Yoda said in Star Wars, do or do not. There is no try. That's so powerful. Why are we only trying to give more? We're trying to have more empathy. We're trying to be more compassionate in our own lives. We need to just do. There is no trying. When you remove trying from the equation, it allows you, it opens you up to just start doing because you don't give yourself excuses. I know my own self. I can be a bag of excuses sometimes in my own head, and that's why it may take me longer to get to, you know, to get through a goal or to get something done. And I, for me this year, a big thing I really want to implement is this spirit of giving. Now, don't get me wrong. I know for myself, there will still be times when I fail and I won't have the best heart towards giving or compassion. You know, and this goes for everyone listening too. I know for me, I have fears all the time. You know, fear can really be an impedance to this equation of having a spirit of giving. You know, am I making the right decision? Are people going to listen? For example, for me, are people going to listen to this podcast? Who am I to share this knowledge? Who am I to show compassion towards others when I have failed in the past? What if I do this and others laugh at me? There's always going to be these voices in our head. They're always going to be there. The trick is filtering them and not allowing them to dictate what actions we take on a regular basis. Now, there may be a voice in your head that's positive and it's leading you in the right direction. And that's a voice that you do want to listen to. So you might say, how do I know which ones to listen to and which ones not to? I think that comes down to how committed we are to learning, to reading books about positive things, to connecting with people who have the belief systems that we want already, having something like a gratitude journal, starting with small things like opening a door for someone. When we fully immerse ourselves, you know, when we're not just trying but doing, we'll have more positive chatter in our heads on a regular basis. If you saw in my newsletter last week, I spoke about mental frameworks, this idea of mental frameworks that I got from Ty Lopez. And I think it's so important. If we mentally frame this idea that we're just going to do and be, not just try, then I think we will be more we'll be more successful in being more positive and having this deeper proclivity towards giving more of ourselves to others. And language is so powerful. We defeat ourselves in our own minds every single day with negative language. If that's the case, why not replace the negative with positive? I know it's very easy to lose this spirit of giving, this spirit of compassion, when life and other people's negative energy beat us down over and over. If we're surrounded by negative people who only want to bring us down when we get excited about something, maybe it's time that we stop spending so much time with those kinds of people. We need to surround ourselves with positive examples and people who seek to lift us up and encourage what we're trying to do. And you know, it doesn't mean that if there is somebody in our lives that have this just negative mindset about them, it doesn't mean we're getting rid of them or we're not ever going to see them or talk to them again. It's just we're surrounding ourselves more with positive energy. So then, you know, we could be a positive example in our own lives to people that are struggling with being more positive. We could be that light at, you know, on the top of a mountain shining down, or the beacon like a lighthouse that brings in, you know, when it's a foggy night and the boat's trying to find its way to shore. You know, I love that idea of the lighthouse. We all can be a lighthouse for someone, even when we're struggling with something. And it's once we are making that decision that we're going to surround ourselves with more positive people and we're going to read more books. And even if the people in our lives that were always there, you know, now they're saying, well, what are you doing this? So that's not going to work for you. Or again, you don't have to listen to what the person's saying, but you also don't have to get rid of them completely. You just kind of make a note. Okay. I hear what you're saying. You know, in your head, you say, I hear what this person's saying, but I'm just not going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to something that's more positive. And, you know, as you start to have this more positive energy or this spirit of giving, spirit of compassion, people just start to notice it in you. And they're going to, I think most people, if they're honest with themselves, even if they have this negative mindset about life and they're giving up, or they all want, you know, most people want to have more positive energy in their lives. I don't think, you know, you'll be hard pressed to just find someone say, no, I absolutely, if you told me I could be more positive today, no, I don't want to be more positive. And if you have somebody in your life, you know, that does think that way, you know, don't get rid of them. You know, maybe that's a challenge for you. Maybe you can be that light. You can be that beacon, or you could be that lighthouse for that person, because they have nobody else that wants to be that light for them. We can always help somebody else. And so, not to get off topic too much, but really this idea of giving during the holidays, let's take it forward into the new year and let's think about it every single day. How can we think more outside of ourselves? How can we give more of ourselves to others? Because when we give more of ourselves to others, other people will give more of themselves to us. So happy holidays, guys. Tomorrow I have on Kate Erickson from Entrepreneur on Fire, and we talk a lot about gratitude. So I'm looking forward to it. Take care. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests each and every Monday. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency and compassion and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. I would also love to hear from all of you, so please write to me, because every Sunday I'm going to share an inspiring story from one of the listeners just like yourself. If you have a story where you exhibited compassion towards someone or you paid it forward, I'd love to hear about it. So thanks again. If you love the show, please head over to iTunes, leave a review. It means the world. Take care and talk to you next Monday.